Iran may be opening the door for talks on two issues key to the United States. Iran's president went on state television yesterday and made two proposals. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad first said he's willing to send much of Iran's enriched uranium out of the country to be processed into nuclear reactor fuel. That's a deal the U.S. and its European allies thought was dead. Ahmadinejad also said three young American hikers now in a Tehran jail could be swapped for Iranians in U.S. prisons. Here's more from NPR's Mike Schuster.
Iran has held the three Americans, Shane Bauer, Sarah Short, and Josh Fatal, since last July. They were seized by Iranian border guards when they apparently strayed into Iran from Iraqi Kurdistan during a hiking excursion. Iran's government put them in Evin prison in Tehran, and the chief prosecutor said they would face trial for spying. The U.S. government says that claim is absurd. Now Ahmadinejad has proposed swapping them for what he called a large number of Iranians in U.S. custody. Ahmadinejad said the talks were underway to discuss a prisoner swap, a claim the State Department did not confirm. It is believed the U.S. may be holding as many as a dozen Iranians. Some are serving prison sentences for violations of U.S. or U.N. economic sanctions against Iran. Some of these were convicted of seeking to procure military and scientific equipment that might be connected to Iran's nuclear activities. Ahmadinejad may also have had in mind the case of one Iranian nuclear scientist and one senior Iranian military leader. Each disappeared while traveling outside of Iran. The Iranian government has accused the U.S. of abducting them, but it's possible they defected and provided the U.S. with valuable information about Iran's nuclear program. The State Department said it would welcome a resolution of the case of the three hikers, but it did not address directly the proposal for a prisoner swap. In the past, the State Department has said there is no equivalence between the hikers and the Iranians now in U.S. custody. In the same television appearance, Ahmadinejad appeared to return to a deal that seemed all but dead just a few weeks ago. Last fall, the U.S. proposed that Iran ship a ton and a half of low-enriched uranium to Russia and France for processing into nuclear reactor fuel. This was intended to remove a significant portion of Iran's low-enriched uranium, which, with further processing, could become the core of a nuclear bomb. Instead, when turned into reactor fuel and sent back to Iran, it could be used in a Tehran research reactor that produces isotopes for medical use. Ahmadinejad accepted this proposal at the time, but he could not find support within his government and in the parliament. Iran made several counterproposals that the U.S. declared unacceptable. In recent days, the U.S. and other members of the U.N. Security Council have been holding talks on possible new sanctions against Iran. Ahmadinejad's comments yesterday seemed intended to head off a move toward new sanctions. The State Department said if Iran is serious about accepting the deal, it should inform the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
And in a related development, Iran announced today that it sent a research rocket into space. The rocket carried a mouse, two turtles, and a handful of worms. The Iranian president said the launch was a major step in his country's campaign to upgrade its technology. For their part, Western powers fear that the rocket program could eventually be used to launch weapons.